And Simon Tafnun Gimel, Siv Hey, the Machaber says, Ha'idna Aser Liltos, Ben Chitim, Ben Zahar. Nowadays, we are not allowed to do Liltos, be for wheat or for barley. The Mishnah Berurah explains what Liltos means. The Rambam says it means that you mix up the wheat in water and you then grind it up immediately. Rashi says it means to soak it in water for a little bit before the grinding of the wheat in order to get out some of the extra pieces that you don't really want because you want it to be a finer flour. The Gaonim prohibited this because we're not really bekeen in how to do this process, and we're afraid it's going to come to become chametz if you let it sit in the water. And furthermore, we're afraid that if you let it sit in the water a little, you might come to let it sit in the water longer, and that's going to be a problem of chametz. Also, if you did do this process, the Mishnah Berurah says you're not allowed to eat it or get hanaf from it on Pesach, but you're allowed to keep it in your house when it comes to the wheat. But the barley, you wouldn't even be allowed to keep in your house lechatchila. Rav Vosner says, based on this, therefore, one should not allow any touching of water to any wheat before the grinding occurs, even if it's done by a machine, which lets the wheat get a little wet beforehand, and you know how wet it's going to get. You shouldn't allow anything like this, because we're afraid it's going to end up becoming chametz. Chazon Ish says that even though we are machmir on letisa for achila and anah, still, when it comes to shehia, we aren't noheg lahachmir, as long as there's not an actual chashash chametz. For real. Sivav, Sakim Shenosna Behem Kemach Kol HaShana, bags which you keep flour in the entire year, even if you keep it, the Mishnah Berurah says, one time. Imrotza Litein Behem Kemach, if you want to put flour in it for Pesach, Mechabsen Osam Yafe, and you clean it really well. Tzuchim Lahatir Kodem Akibus Kol HaTfir, Shebehem Beksavos Oemem Tulaim, you have to untie all the seams as well. The Mishnah Berurah says, the reason you need to wash it beforehand is because the wheat, the flour that's in the tefiros, first you have to wash it, and the Mishnah Berurah says the kibbutz that we're talking about for Pesach needs to be done with hot water, not with cold water, and you should use some type of soap product also. The reason you need to untie the bags is because some of the flour gets into where the stitches are, where the bags were sewed together, and you can't get that out through kibbutz. And actually it's worse, because when the water goes into it, when you're washing it, then the water and the flour get stuck in there, and it's more likely to become chametz. The Magen Avraham says that you actually need to use a knife to scrape off all the potential flour that's in those stitches. So this is what we know we do with tablecloths and towels and stuff like that. You need to wash them with hot water, put them in the washing machine beforehand, and then you're able to use those for Pesach.